Welcome back to the Neighboring Well podcast, where we explore what it means to connect with the people around you and how to get better at finding and cultivating meaningful relationships. My name is Kaylee. I'm here with Mom.
I'm Tiffany.
And today we are going to go ahead and just kind of go over, just quick recap. We've gone over the purpose, like setting a purpose for your party. We've gone over who you're going to invite and what it's going to look like. We've gone over the little details, you know, all the fun little things that you're going to add in to make it special. And so today we're going to talk about intention, and it's going to be focused more on just preparing yourself mentally to really just connect with the people around you.
Yeah, we're really excited. And to be honest, we did, I don't know, two or three episodes before this where we helped you plan for this. So hopefully you've had a chance to actually have some work weeks and plan the gathering. And this week, I feel like everyone always gets a little nervous. I know yesterday I was thinking, okay, what do I have this week? And I like my heart just kind of clenched. Oh my gosh, I've got to get this party finished and ready. And so I think everyone kind of gets that where they get a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. Going into this week, if you're actually holding your party this week, like we are. And that's okay. Like, I think that just means you care about these people, you care about this party, and you want it to go well. And yeah. So that's totally normal. I don't know. Do you feel nervous, Kaylee, or do you not?
I actually do a little bit, just because I've put so much like into this, you know, yeah. Like even though there's not anyone except for Bryson and I, and it's okay if I fail, but it's like, I want it to turn out good. Like, I want it to be more meaningful. And I guess like let's talk about like deepest fears for a second of like this party, like what could go wrong?
Oh my gosh. I have so many fears about this party, because maybe this is like yours, but mine has completely evolved differently than I thought it would. So initially I thought I'm just going to invite my like really good friends. It'll be comfortable. No, that is not what has happened. Not that they're not my friends. The ones that I've invited, one, I think I said before in our last podcast, one couple are, the husband works with dad, but I don't know them at all. So I don't know that couple at all, but dad knows them and he really wanted to invite him, which goes back to, you know, letting other people have a part in this planning process. So one couple I don't know at all, two couples I do know, but we have never gone out on a date or like hung out together like that before. So even though I homeschool my kids, and so both of these other couples are kind of in my homeschool community and we do classes and things together, but we've never really hung out like this before. So
yeah,
I have this kind of group of people that I know or dad knows, and I'm a little nervous. I'm already starting to go to that place of wanting everyone to be happy and wanting to make sure everyone has a good time. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's one of my biggest fears, is they're going to come and be like, this is so dumb. Like, why are we doing this?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally get that. I think for me, I've got like way different fears, since the person I'm inviting, I know super well. I'm married to him, right? So it's not super nerve-wracking there, but I feel like I've got all of these ideas on like, you know, how it could go, and I can easily slip into that perfectionist, like,
yes,
oh, I want this to be perfect, and I want all of these things to go well, and I want to have all these great memories afterwards. And so I can start like hyping it up to the point that I'm like, I need to pull back and remember like what I'm actually doing this for. Mm-hmm. I'm just wanting to connect, and I'm just wanting it to be different enough that it like offsets my normal rhythm, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think for me, realizing that because I've put so much effort into this evening, that's not anything I would ever do for a date night out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this has been like weeks of planning. And so already it's going to be different than my normal routine, you know, of like watch a movie or go get dinner or something. And so I think just realizing that, like giving yourself time to kind of give yourself a pat on the back of like, no, I have done a lot of work and I have prepared myself well. Like, I've set myself up well. There's no, like, I couldn't have done more or done better to set myself up well. And right. Even if you feel like, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, just giving a second to be like, nope, I did what I needed to do, and I feel good about it, you know?
Yeah. And also knowing that things are not going to go exactly as planned.
Mm-hmm.
You can put as much preparation as you want. There's always going to be something that doesn't work out. For me, we're going to do homemade pizzas and trifles and some other stuff. And so my dough could totally not rise. Like, you never know in winter, you know, like it can take like 3 more hours than normal, and I could be panicking. And then what do? I just run to the store and buy store-bought dough. Like, you know what I mean? Like, things might come up that you planned as best you could, and you just couldn't plan for that. That it snowed that day and wasn't as warm in your house, and dough didn't rise, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I think knowing ahead of time that things aren't going to go exactly as you plan, and that's part of the fun of it.
Yeah.
And also that most of the people, in my case, people that are coming, aren't coming with the intent of judging how I did on this party. They're just probably glad they got invited to something and don't have to throw it themselves. So, you know, anything is better than just sitting at home with nothing to do on a Valentine's Day. So I just am trying to tell myself, okay, they're not here to judge how I did. Dad's not going to judge how I did. And if things don't work out, I already am planning on that. So that's not going to surprise me.
Yeah, I love that. I think something else I kind of wanted to like just talk about is like, I'm really wanting to hone in on how do I allow myself to have a good time at my own party?
That's so hard.
That's what I really want to practice with this event, especially because it's like our first event that we're doing this year. I want it to be something where I have this intention of, I want to really enjoy this. Like, I've picked activities that I know I'm going to enjoy, and I've, you know, like set up the event so that the things that I don't normally enjoy, like cooking, somebody else is doing, you know, like, and so for this event specifically, I'm really, really hoping that, I can kind of get into that mindset of like just enjoying it and just having so much fun and just like really connecting with people and laughing with people at all the mistakes that come up or how awkward things might be, or, you know what I mean? Just like being able to do that. Live in the moment.
Yeah. And that reminds me of this quote. It has an unknown author. So it says, the most enjoyable parties are those where you forget about time, let go of worries, and simply exist in the joy of the moment.
Mm.
And I think those are my three problems for sure. I always am worried about time. Like, are they here? Are they not here? Who's late? Who's, you know, I'm running late and they're arriving, or they're late and I was already ready. So time for me is what I'm going to focus on. Also letting go of worries. I mean, honestly, I can always try to do that. That never happens fully, you know, you try your best.
Yeah.
And then just existing in the joy of the moment. That's what, kind of like you were saying, what I really want to focus on is, if I can't control those other things, the timing of things and worries as much, but I can just really exist in the joy of this moment that I've created. And that's what I'm really going to try to do. And we're going to give just a couple tips today about how to prepare yourself so that you can feel joy during your own party.
Yes. I think let's actually jump into that, because the first kind of topic that we kind of wanted to go over is, it's people, like the people that are coming, your needs.
The purpose and the people, and then your needs.
Purpose. Yeah. Yeah. So.
So if we go back to, everything should go back to your purpose, and you've already kind of stated that, so maybe we don't need to touch on this one as much, but the purpose is just to really connect with whoever we've invited. So for me, that's going to be maybe some new people. I want to really connect and practice getting to know some new people. And for you, it's going to be just really connecting on a deeper level with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of our purpose. So let's move on and What we were thinking was you need to plan some time before your event starts, maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on how anxious you are. Where, like 3 hours in my case.
3 days.
I need to just have the day off. Like, I'm going to get a massage. I'm like, Dad's going to be laughing at this because I stress out so bad. But really, like, know yourself. How much time do you need? In my case, I know I'm not going to be like completely calm, but yeah. I'm trying to help myself get there. So
yeah,
you're going to plan some time before the party where you're not working on any more details. You're not cooking, you're not cleaning, nothing. It all has to be done by this time. Whether it's done or not, you're done with that part. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take a break. You're going to, it could be meditating. It could be watching a movie, listening to music, writing in a journal, whatever your thing is, that's what you're going to do right before the party starts. And one thing you want to consider is thinking about the people that are coming. Just as part of that, just briefly, okay, who's coming? What do I know about them?
Mm-hmm.
And so that when they come, you can call them by name, and maybe you've already thought ahead about what is going on in their life that you could mention.
Yeah. Or like, even just like, what do I want to get to know about these people? You know, like better. Being a little intentional, like, okay, you know, maybe this is someone you don't know at all. Maybe this is someone you know, but you've never really like talked to. Maybe it's someone you've talked to forever and you know really well, but regardless of who's coming to your party, just what do I want to talk about? Like, what is something that I've been wanting to just have a conversation about with this person for a while? And if you are stumped, then this would be a good time to, you know, really sit back and just kind of reflect on the relationships that are going to be and the dynamics that are going to be there. And like, maybe what you want the dynamics to be like someday, or, you know, like what kind of steps do you want to take to really get to know these people more?
Yeah. And I think a couple good questions you could ask them or yourself is, what's something they're really excited about this year?
Yeah.
What are they really looking forward to? Another question would be, hey, is there something you're working on right now that I don't know about? Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, just what have you been focusing on over the last couple months? Those are kind of some just like get to know you, not get to know you, but kind of go deeper questions. Yeah. So think about that. What do you really want to learn about these people? What do you not know?
Mm-hmm.
And in my case, hopefully Dad will be home at that point. And I'll probably be talking to him this week about his friends that I don't know that are coming. And mm-hmm. tell me a little about them. What are their likes and dislikes and how the connection's going to go among the guests?
Because
mm-hmm. Even though Dad knows this couple and I don't, but they do know one of the other couples coming. So it's not like they're the only ones. Everybody knows at least two people that will be at my gathering, which I planned on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing worse than feeling like you walk in and everyone knows each other and you don't know anyone but the host, you know? So I planned that on purpose. And so I'm going to be kind of focusing a little more on them, letting Dad kind of fill me in of what they're like and
mm-hmm.
things he really likes about them. And then that'll help me think of, okay, what more do I want to know about them?
Yeah, I love that.
And that's what I can ask them about.
So you can go deeper. I feel like another thing that is really kind of important, at least to me, is what do I want from this relationship? You know, like, why are these people... people that I invited over, like, what about them stuck out to me? And why is this dynamic interesting enough for me to like want to spend time with them?
Yeah, because hopefully over the year, you will cross paths with them again, hang out with them again. And so you're trying to build, right? Mm-hmm. This class I'm taking right now talks about building and broadening. So as you build these connections, it broadens your, not just your outlook on your friendship, but on life in general. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you have more people you're connecting deep with, you're opening up to more opportunities. Maybe these people know about things you don't know about, and that could open up a whole nother space for you.
Right.
And so that's a great point, is to think about, you know, What do you want to get out of this? And moving forward, are you planning on hanging out with these people again?
Yeah.
And if so, you want to remember some of these things you talked about.
Right. Yeah. And I think another thing that I'm going to be focusing on either before the party, I don't know if I'll do a 30 minute before the party or if I'll do like the day before, but whenever I kind of take this time to just be still and think about it, is what about these people? Do they find interesting about themselves? Because everybody finds something about themselves interesting, you know? And I feel like that's a really good kind of jumping off point when you're getting to know someone. Like, tell me about yourself. Like, what's cool about you? Like, tell me what's, you know, maybe not phrasing it in that way because that can seem kind of overwhelming, but like, I want to get to know you. You seem like a really cool person. Tell me more about that. Like, what are you interested in? And like, what makes you tick? Like, what do you think is, you know, a big problem in the world? Or what do you think is something that you want to jump in on and be a part of in your life? Or, you know, like questions like that, I think really get people like, oh, this person really is interested in me. Like, they really want to know who I am and what I'm about.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll do this. I've thought about it and I still might add it into my gathering, but I know some other people that have cards prepared. So when someone walks in the door, they give them a question. So that they have something to think about, to talk about. So instead of coming in and thinking,
I don't know what to say.
I just don't like when it goes straight to how's your job? You know, I don't like focusing on work. So if you give them a question, or if you have a table and the questions are scattered on the table that they can casually glance at, and they just have really good questions, then it's easier to be like, oh yeah, I actually do want to know that. This question says this, like, what is your favorite dream this year? Or what's your fear? Or, you know, so if you can't, if you're worried about it and you can't think of how to start a conversation or what to ask about these people, then this is the time where you can think ahead of time some of the questions you want to ask. And if you need to, write them down, that's okay. Yeah. Like, if you need some prompts, write them down, because other people might need it as well. They may feel a little nervous coming into the gathering, and everybody likes to just have something to help them feel more comfortable.
That's actually given me a really good idea of maybe it would be good, especially since if you're having a party with people you know really well, then it can be a challenge sometimes to not fall into just like, you know, what you always talk about, what, how is work, or like, how is chores, how are, you know, school, future plans, you know, like those things can be more surface level. And it seems like we end up talking about stuff like that with our family all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so maybe having kind of a ground rule that night of like, these are topics that we can't discuss tonight. Like, we have to find something else to talk about. And then if it's quiet and you normally would be like, oh, well, I was thinking about, you know, blank. If you know, I can't talk about the go-tos, then that makes you dig a little deeper.
Yeah. And I would give them a heads up so they have time to think if you're going to include your guests in this, because it's nothing's worse than having someone ask you this crazy question and you're like, put on the spot, you know?
Yeah.
So for my party, I'm hoping everyone's going to bring a picture, their wedding picture and some dating pictures. And I'm hoping to have something like twine where they can hang those pictures as part of the decor.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that'll be an easy way to transition into conversation. Oh my gosh, look at your wedding dress, or that looks so fun. What was that date? What'd you do on that date? So a lot of my conversation, I'm hoping, will start based on these pictures that we're going to hang up.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's so cool too, because it's interesting to try to get to know like someone on a one-on-one level. And it's interesting to try to get to know their spouse through them, you know? Like, that's such a cool dynamic to kind of explore, especially on kind of a Valentine's Day celebration.
And then the last thing we were thinking of was just yourself. And we've talked a little bit about this, including it with other people. But what do you need? What do you need to make this an enjoyable evening? I mean, I can think of lots of
chocolate flowers.
But if I'm talking about, you know, the 30 minutes to an hour before the party starts, I seriously get frazzled. I don't know what my deal is, but even if it's like my really good friends coming over that I know don't care, mm-hmm. I seriously get frazzled. So I know for myself, I'm going to try to do something that has nothing to do with the party. Mm. Once I figured out who's coming and kind of written down those thoughts and questions, the last little bit before they get here, I seriously am going to turn on either some really fun music mm-hmm. or I'm going to turn on some like clip of a movie or something, but it has to be a movie that is going to make me happy.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
like, I don't know. I'm Hallmark. Just thinking, well, Hallmark always gets you in that mellow mood, yeah. you know, but I'm thinking like something that's going to make me laugh. Maybe you go for Groundhog's Day. I mean,
there you go.
You know, yeah. you watch the groundhog and Bill Murray drive off a cliff and you're going to be laughing. And yeah. I think doing something or watching something that's going to make you laugh
uh-huh.
will release all those endorphins and things that help fight yeah. that stress that you're feeling. So you want to kind of fight the stress. So do something that's actually really enjoyable and just, if you can get yourself to laugh, that's a bonus.
Plus, wouldn't it be nice to have an activity that could bridge into things? So like, because for me, I get worried about like the start of the party. Like if it's set to be at 6 p.m., then as mm-hmm. soon as it gets to like, you know, 5:45, I'm like, hey, in 15 minutes, you know? Yeah. And so if you could have something, like even if it was like you have a movie playing when people come in or you have music that you've been dancing to or, you know, something so you don't have to stop what you're doing and then transition to a new, you know, start of mm-hmm. the party mm-hmm. just to make it more casual, make it more like, hey, you know, I'm getting some stuff ready in the kitchen. There's a movie playing in the living room. How are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dad tried to do that once. I can't remember if I mentioned this before. We're having some couples over for a game night and he was stuck working on this puzzle. And so like some of the other people, some of the dads came in and started working on the puzzle with him.
Uh-huh.
And then the other people were kind of like standing, just like small talk. And I got so nervous. I'm like, Jared, quit the puzzle. Like we got to start this party. Like the party's starting. People here. And I mean, to be honest, part of that's true. Like get off the puzzle, come to our party. But also, I mean, if you're doing something and people come in and just start doing it with you, you just broke the ice. Like,
yeah.
there's no transition. It's just mm-hmm. maybe I just needed a separate thing for those that didn't want to go jump in on the puzzle.
Right.
I needed something while they were standing in the kitchen, like put them to work. Okay, here's your piece of dough. I need you to start rolling this out. You know, uh-huh. like once they get to work, it's done. Like the stress yeah. is done. You're just there.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll try that. Besides my watching a funny movie beforehand, I think I'll have some stuff that I need help with.
Uh-huh.
Now I'll have the dough balls since we're doing homemade pizza. I'll have some of that set up so I can give them something to do when they arrive. And I think yeah. that will make me less stressful because I worry about what people are thinking or doing. And
mm-hmm.
I know it's not a great habit, but I haven't been able to break that yet. So.
Well, and I think that's a great, because I am a big believer in what we do with our physical bodies reflects with our brains and then mm-hmm. vice versa. Mm-hmm. There's two kind of theories in therapy of like, you know, stuff on the outside affects stuff on the inside, stuff on the inside affects stuff on the outside.
Yeah.
But if you are telling yourself, by giving them something to do, like rolling out dough, you're like, they are in charge of themselves. Mm, that mm-hmm. is their dough. That is their job. They are good. They've got control over how they feel and what they're comfortable with and blah, blah, blah. And I think that could be a good kind of place to put your head, you know, when you're like struggling to get that feeling of needing to help them all feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I'm having this vision of like It's 10 minutes before the party starts. I'm in the garage dancing to fun music, trying to get out of my head, walk in all sweaty. Hey, guys, you know, out of breath.
Go work in the kitchen.
Anyone else nervous? All right, there's music in the garage. Dance for a second. Come back in. Yeah. I mean, maybe don't do that, but...
But you know, they would remember it forever. So,
I mean,
what an impression.
That's right.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Well,
so
kind of wrapping up, I think there is one more thing I kind of wanted to go over just to, like, you know, shake it off before,
like, right before you go into the boxing match.
Yeah,
and you're like,
exactly.
Yeah.
What is it they do in High School Musical? This is a throwback. The girl that wears pink all the time.
Yeah.
Sharpay.
Oh.
She's like,
Jinx. Mah, yeah. Mah. Yeah.
That one.
Woo. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back topic. So, I just wanted to kind of go over, like, the things, like, you can do all of these things. There's a bunch of great tips we've talked about. But in the end, I feel like if you really are wanting to get to know somebody and your goal is to just, like, laugh with someone, and like that quote said earlier that we read, like, a good party, people forget about their worries, you know, and what a pleasure to be somebody that incites that kind of, you know, environment and reaction, to just lay your worries at the door, come in and just have a good time with some people, have some good food, good conversation. Like, that is such a powerful tool that I think that the world needs more of right now, which is kind of why we're doing this, you know, is because we really do feel like that's something that if we could all invite people into our homes and just have good conversation and good food and, you know, share your struggles, leave your struggles, whatever you, you know, want to do, that would actually heal so many people. And so few people actually have access to that. So just being someone to put it out there, that's more important. And even if you're nervous while you're doing it, just remembering, like, I'm nervous, but I'm doing such a good thing for these people. And I'm doing such a good thing for myself. You know, I think that can really help.
And I think it's okay to say that. Like, if your friends come over and you're like, man, I don't know why I feel so nervous about this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just call it out, you know, and then let it go and move on. And that's okay. They're your friends.
Yeah.
They probably felt a little nervous too, wondering what they're getting into when they agreed to this invitation. So if you make yourself vulnerable, people connect better.
Yeah.
You know, they want to connect with someone that's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So just plan for that.
Yeah.
And hopefully you're going to have a great party. You will. You're going to have a great party no matter what it turns out like. And next time we'll jump back on, probably talk a little bit about the what went well, what things, you know, are laughable and we might change next time, and maybe give a sneak peek of the next gathering we're going to be working on.
Yeah.
So enjoy your Valentine's Day. We can't wait to hear about all the different parties you guys are throwing.
Yes. Go get it.
Like Carson always says, let's go.
Let's go.